Today's August 19th, and my name is Ashley A. Knapp from ashleyaknapp.com. Also, Control Alt Lee on Twitter. This last weekend was my birthday, thus why there was no Boo on Friday. Today, I worked for many hours on my artistic endeavors. I spent 2 hours or so on writing. I had lessons from Friday for both of my classes. In my Make Money from Writing class, the lesson was about e-publishing, self-publishing, subsidiary publishing, and co-publishing. I learned about two of those things for this first time, which were subsidiary publishing. Subsidiary publishing is when they charge you between $10,000 to $30,000 and make a lot of promises about promoting and marketing your book. It's really just a big scam. I mean, people do charge you to edit and to print off copies, but subsidiary publishers operate unethically and charge higher than average rates, and they do not market the book for you. And also co-publishing, which often also results in a scam, but sometimes can be legitimate, like when a nonprofit organization and an expert want to get together with you to make a book and everyone takes on some of the risks of the cost of producing it and distributing it. In my Write Like a Pro class, we did an exercise we did from the previous class I took with this teacher, which was the viewpoint exercise where we write in three different viewpoints. First person, third person, limited, and omniscient. I actually did the assignment for that one today because I had already done it before, so it was real quick. Then we talked a little bit about the character pyramid with your character sketches, and the gist of that idea is your protagonist should always have the most depth and be at the top of the pyramid, and then everyone else, followed by your antagonist and then your nemesis, and everyone else should have less and less depth until they're not even two-dimensional at the bottom, because if all your characters are fleshed out, it becomes kind of like noisy and chaotic for the reader, and they may be distracted by a character that's more interesting than your lead. They also talked about antipathy for your antagonist, or disliking your antagonist, which in the discussion group a lot of people seem to have a problem with. They're like, well, what if I don't want to make him a bad guy? Or what if, you know, I don't want to make my protagonist likable? And I did reply to those. I said, well, you can do that. I mean, it's totally popular right now. I think a lot of the lead characters in media today are completely disgusting. And people eat it up. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but this is just about the classic rules of storytelling. It used to be that your best bet was to make a character that was sympathetic and had a goal bigger than themselves. And I'm hoping that this current attitude in writing is really just a trend and it'll blow over eventually. So we'll see what happens. But that's what we talked about today, that theory. And then in art, I worked for a very long time. I started out warming up by doing several of the Lean Into Art quests. LeanIntoArt.com. It's a comic and visual storytelling website, and they have these mini quests, and I did like 3 or 4 of them today. And just check them out. We're on Lean Into Art Quest 8. Just look it up. Use the hashtag LIA Quest 8, numeric 8, and see what it's all about. Also, I got a contact from someone I worked with one game back in early spring. And they're starting a new project, and they asked me if I'd like to do art, and they're offering compensation, and it's for a website they're doing for the Elder Scrolls Online. So I went around and I asked for I looked at stock images that were related to what he was wanting drawn, and I posted messages on two of them. I got a response, and as soon as I got that response, that said it was okay. Because I was telling them I could not put credit on the actual page the final image would be used on, but I'd put credit during the works in progress and on my own galleries, they said it was cool. So I started work on that. I worked on that for 2 hours today. I drew a dark elf and a mage, and I got the rough line work done. I also worked on an OC drawing at the end of the night for about 30 minutes, and listened to Lord of the Rings while doing that. And that was my super busy art day. Oh, and I finished Eventide by Laura and Tracy Hickman. Great book. Check it out. Thank you. Bye.